Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast. So, just to clear this out, I would like to say two things before we start with the main topics. First of all, I can see that there are a lot of messages coming my way that you want me to do a discussion with Professor Charles. I'm open to it, as I said, but he has to reach out to me since he commented. If this happens, another thing that I want to clear out is that both me and Charles, we are just sharing the experiences that we have in ad accounts. There is one comment which is, I don't know if I put it here today, actually. Yeah, so this is the comment that says, "Hi Konstantinos, love your videos, always great value. I have one question about the campaign structure. A lot of big marketeers are always talking and preaching about the one campaign CBO setup, 3-2 method for one country. Basically, not a lot, just one person is preaching that. What do you think about this? I see you are often running multiple Advanced Plus or multiple CBOs at once, so I guess your overall strategy is a bit different. Would be great to hear your opinion on that." And then there is another one which is telling me that they have used both of them and they have worked, but they don't have it here. So they say that I used both your structure, the crazy method. I have used both Charles one and stuff, and it has worked for me. Well, the thing is this. So I have always been saying about the channel that you should be watching the videos that we do, and you should be seeing if it's going to work for your ad account, for your business, for your mentality, for your way of thinking, for your numbers, and for everything. Maybe it's not going to work for you. Maybe Charles' thing is going to work. Maybe mine, maybe someone else's thing is going to work. We all share our experiences on the ad accounts, and we are not here to say that our methods work everywhere. I'm pretty sure that Charles has the same opinion also, based on his experience. Now, the thing with that is that we have data to back up the things that we say. For example, I have the case studies that I posted some weeks ago that they show that my structure is working. This doesn't mean that it's going to work for every single business. So all of us, we share our experiences, and as long as we show data and we do explain things based on data and based on what we see in data, then this is not debatable if it's working or not. The only thing that is debatable if it's working on your ad account or your business. And that's what I want to clarify. So this is not just one debate which we're going to prove who is right or who is wrong. Both of us, we are right for specific situations. Now, Is his method or my method working on more ad accounts? We will never learn that too. That's impossible to know. But I think that me and him having a discussion about technical things, maybe there are going to be some extra information that they're going to come into the surface. This is why I'm willing to do it. But I'm not willing to do it in terms of proving the crazy method is better than having one campaign and stuff. That's my goal, at least, and I think that it's also his goal based on the way that he wrote to the message. That's it about it. We had some bad results if we continue talking about how. Now I have seen more and more of you. You're talking about bad periods and good periods, and I knew that when I introduced this topic that there were going to be a lot of people that they were going to just start, you know, be a little bit of obsessed with that. And now they're going to start thinking that there are bad periods here, bad periods there, when they're not going to have good results. In my group, I had some messages that they were talking about having a bad period because of some days on weekend. Let me tell you that a weekend is not enough in order to define if you're having a bad period or a good period. No, the weekend was good, and then Monday, Tuesday, which is also something that I see on my ad accounts. The thing here is this. in order for you to have a bad period, you need to have consistent bad results for a longer period and not just 1 or 2 days, which can be something random here and there. One guy was actually saying, what should I do? And my friend George Below said that you should relaunch. I called him, I told him that I disagree with that. If you have a campaign which is working for a long period from the summer, you should not just close it without being sure first if it's a bad period or if it's a good period. We do relaunches when the period is good and our results are not doing well. If we have a bad period, then we don't do relaunches, we wait. Now, you might ask me, how can I know if it's a bad period? Well, by talking to groups and all of that, if you don't have access to several accounts, that's the sad truth, guys. So it's recovering a little bit. At the end of the day, I don't see it as a bad period, but as a period which is having good and bad days. It's not that all the days are bad. So we will continue like this. We are already on the 18th that I'm shooting this. Most probably it's going to go live in 1 or 2 days. So the thing is that we are preparing for Black Friday. So you need to start some of your evergreen campaigns right now that you're going to create so that they can stay for the whole November and then go for a longer period, as long as they're going to be boosted with the results of Black Friday. So I strongly suggest you to go and do some evergreen campaigns. Maybe see creatives that they have worked in the past in your ad account for the past year and start using those as evergreen to get them boosted by Black Friday results. But you need to start them now so that they can start having some data while you're approaching Black Friday period. Also, it's going to help you to scale further instead of just doing ads during the Black Friday. You're going to start from a higher base. So instead of spending, for example, 2K per day, you can do another two campaigns, one now and one at the start of November with 500, and start from 3K per day so that you can reach the Black Friday period and spend 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10K per day. That being said, you are increasing the base. So that means that after you close your ads, you will continue with the 3 or 3.5K per day while you are having good results, because these campaigns are going to be super flooded with data. The main topic that I had for today was about cost caps on Advanced Plus. So here is a print screen that shows that they have the intention of introducing cost caps. And I know that there are more and more people starting talking now on the internet about cost caps and bid caps. Bid caps are working better right now, but they're not working in all ad accounts, not even the cost caps. The situation here is this. When you are running normal ads, you can see which is the cost per purchase that you're getting. Go to the bid cap, increase it. Let's say that if you're getting $60, make one bid cap with 70, one bid cap with 80, one bid cap with 90, and put $100 or $200. It's not going to spend it, but you are showing your intention of bidding higher than others in order to get it, and most of the times you're getting a lower cost per purchase, not from your own normal ads. You might take the same, but you're going to get lower cost per purchase from your actual bid. The situation is this. The cost caps and the bid caps are not working as they should. And I have seen a lot of videos coming to the surface right now. And I believe that these videos, guys, they're old videos. No, I don't believe it. I can see it in the ads manager on the top. I don't understand why these people, they are bringing this now. Maybe they have been using them and they are not working anymore. And now they want to sell the method. Who knows? I have seen that recently. And there are a lot of people talking about it because they see the videos and so on. They are not as effective as you think. And for sure, they are not something that you can base your spend on them. You cannot just go and spend based on cost caps and stuff, because maybe it's not going to even spend. Maybe it's going to spend and it's going to have bad results. It's not like the normal campaigns that you keep sustainably. Even when it spends, after some point it dies and you have to revive it and so on. There are some ways of doing cost cuts and stuff. I have some videos, but I'm not focusing a lot on them because it's not a sustainable way of having an ad account and scaling it. And I prefer to, I don't have time to put this kind of content. I just have many other topics to cover instead of that, which is a little bit of gamble. Okay, Facebook ads are also gamble sometimes, but okay. Now, they're introducing cost caps in Advanced Plus. For all of you that you don't know, the way that we are working with cost caps is that we put different cost caps, like let's say that we get $60 cost per purchase, for example, okay, and then we put a cost cap of 55. Cost cap of 50. For example, and we try to see if we're going to get any result over there. The thing is that a lot of times it's not working, but when it's working, we are having some good results and so on. But we are testing a lot. What I mean is that when you go in an ABO, of course we use ABO, not CBO, and you do a cost cap campaign, then over there you're putting one bid for 50, one for 55, one for 53, one for 6, one for 65. You try all these different range. If they are going to introduce that on Advantage Plus, based on the fact that we have only 7 Advantage Plus per ad account per country, how is this going to work? Because the way that I see it, the only way that you can do it is that you can go and you can change the cost cap daily, for example, over there and see what is going to work and what doesn't. But this is going to reset the campaign all the time, isn't it? Or am I wrong? Or the cost cap, for example, changing the cost cap is not getting you out of the learning phase. Maybe this is something that I should ask. But I think that it does. Change and get you out of the learning phase. So, what's the point of doing all of that in an Advanced Plus campaign? It would make sense, in my opinion, if we had unlimited Advanced Plus campaigns, and we do one with $50, we do one with $60, we do one with $45, and we put the big budgets there. And if it spends, it spends. If not, it's not. For sure, I'm going to test it. I'm not saying that I'm not. But I'm saying here that based on the 7 limitation, it means that you have to change the cost cap inside them, which means that this is going to reset them if I'm correct and the cost cap is resetting the campaigns. I think it does. So, what's the point of doing that? I don't see it. First of all, I must say that it's not active in all ad accounts. I have seen it in some, and I don't know if it's going to come in all ad accounts. But what I know is that it's super interesting. For sure, I'm going to test it. Over here, it has also a pixel, but this is not my client. This is another image. Let's hide also the pixel for the sake of this guy that shared this with me. So, the situation over here is that with the cost caps, we will be able to test and have more efficient Advanced Plus campaigns. Maybe even spend more with Advanced Plus campaigns if we put their huge budgets and it's up to Facebook when it's going to spend them. And I guess we will see. But I don't like the fact that we have the limit of Advanced Plus. I would picture this more like a structure of having 10 Advanced Plus campaigns with different cost caps, see which cost cap is working. Scaling this one. That's all about the cost caps and stuff. I will test it eventually when I have it in one of my good ad accounts, but not now. I'm a little bit worried about the sustainability of this thing. Over here on the message says set a cost per result call. You can now set a cost per result call for Advanced Plus shopping campaign, driving sales to website or website and app. The goal aims for a certain cost per result while maximizing the volume of results. Okay, it's exactly the same messages from the normal cost caps. Okay, that's it. I will keep you posted about that. And you can test the cost caps and the bid caps all you want. They are not so risky because they're not spending if you're not getting any results. But other than that, don't be so crazy about them because they're not going to help you scale, and It's just an extra budget into your account. It's not going to do anything crazy. For some other accounts, it might, but in most cases, it doesn't. So let's go to your questions. Konstantinos, whoa, I switched to Advanced Plus like you're suggesting, and boom, my campaign results is so much better. Thank you so much. Need some more clarification, please. My product is for both female and male, but the ad itself is targeting female as their major buyer. I can find gender on Advanced Plus. I suppose this is fine. Maybe Facebook will find the right audience based on the ads. This is the first question. So yes, Advanced Plus doesn't have a gender specification right now. They said that they're going to introduce this at the end of the year as a new thing. But what I'm realizing is that they are saying things and they don't do them. Like, for example, they said that they're going to remove the pixel. When I had my meeting with the CEO of Bloatut, Mandar, I told him that, hey, they're removing the pixel. And he says, no, they don't. Because you guys that you are doing the e-commerce, you think that you are just the kings of the e-commerce, just the kings of the advertisement on Facebook. But you're just the tip of the iceberg. Have you seen this picture with the iceberg that has a small tip on top and just below the sea, it's all of the iceberg? If you can find it, let's show it to them. So when you have this, they told me that only 12% of all the ad accounts and companies, they have implemented API, which means that everybody else is operating with pixel. They cannot just remove the pixel. And it really humbled me, you know, because I thought that we are the ones that we are spending all the money and stuff, but we're just a very small percentage. There are other small businesses and all of these people, they compile, let's say, 80% of the spend. And we are doing e-commerce with 20% of the spend, maybe. Okay, so that being said, they said that they are going to change it at the end of the year and you will be able to just do only men or women in Advanced Plus. Just right now, you have to do both and Facebook is going to decide yes. Another thing that I noticed is that I can't exclude buyer that already purchased my product app subscription, which means if they buy for 3 to 6 months, then showing the ads to them is going to be a waste. Not like physical products can be cross-sell or upsell. That's true. That's one of the reasons that they have introduced the audiences that you can add there so that you can not advertise to. And they have also a new feature, which we don't know again when they're going to have, which is all about targeting a percentage of retargeting, for example. Okay, so you can put 20%, 30%, 40% of the people not to be retargeted or retargeted. I don't remember the message exactly because it hasn't been rolled out to all other accounts yet. So the thing is that with these options, you will be able to control it more. But right now, Facebook wants to keep it open and you cannot exclude people. I guess it's annoying for you as a business, but I believe that in the next year, in 2024, in Advanced Plus, we will have a little bit more control in things like that. They also said, for example, that that you will be able to exclude specific areas. Let's say, for example, that I'm doing gambling, okay? Gambling ads, for example, they are not allowed in specific states. So if I'm doing gambling ads and I can do Advanced Plus basically because I will advertise to specific accounts. But now they said that they're going to be, you're going to be able to exclude, for example, the state of California, for example, and you will be able to run it like this. So these are things that they are working to. And of course, these are legit notes that they are taking from other advertisers also like yourself. And they are going to, at some point, they are going to fix that thing with excluding people. They are against it the same way that I am. But I do understand also that in your case, this is super crucial and it does make sense. So we cannot just, force you to do also target these people. And Advanced Plus campaigns are campaigns that they're actually taking a lot of your retargeting audience also, which is something that people understood immediately when they started using them, and it has to be limited. This is why they put the percentage of retargeting people, of people being to your funnel before. So yeah, I hope that this answered. If on day one the results is good, should I wait until day three before I duplicate it, or I can duplicate it immediately on the second day? Advanced Plus campaigns can be scaled normally. You don't have to duplicate an Advanced Plus campaign. I used to do the same thing with CBO campaigns, duplicating them and running them with a bigger budget or with the same. But with Advanced Plus, you can just scale it. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to do it just like duplication and doing another budget. So in my opinion, you should wait a little bit and give it more time to Advanced Plus. I have several videos that I show how to optimize an Advanced Plus campaign. And one day is not enough, because always the one day results are kind of inflated, because they give you the low hanging fruits in order to optimize and continue having sales. You mentioned to adjust my budget when duplicating, but make sure not going less. This is what I mentioned for the CBO. So for the CBO, when you duplicate, it doesn't make any sense. For example, if you have a $200 campaign, to duplicate to do another $100 campaign with the same creatives, it makes sense to duplicate it and run it with $500 this time and more assets. In Advanced Plus, you can increase the budgets on your own. You can use the 20% rule of increasing by 20% the budget every day, so that you won't go out of the learning phase also, but you can go even more aggressively. I have done it with great success. The reason that you should use another Advanced Plus, in my opinion, is if you have other creatives. There is no need for you to duplicate the campaign in order to scale more. You can scale this Advanced Plus because it's working, okay? I know that's against our rules, that you are just putting all your money in one horse and stuff, and if something happens to Advanced Plus, but Advanced Plus doesn't work like the CBOs. That they do tend to die when you increase the budget to them or you disrupt them. They are completely different. Does that mean that if I tried 100 and it's running well, I need to duplicate it to a list minimum of 100? If yes, let's say on the second campaign it's running good too, I can duplicate another 100, making the total 300. So, look, I'm not so against of this structure here, but I think that you can have only one campaign with 300. My problem with Advanced Plus is the limitation. If we didn't have the limitation of 7 per country, I would tell you that you can do that. Also, you need to learn to scale with other creatives and not just finding one pair of assets and just scaling all the time with this, because this is what you want to do. So if you want to scale, in my opinion, the next campaign should be the double, okay? So you go with 200, and the next campaign should be to 400. So in total, you would be spending 700. There's no reason for you to do another campaign with the same budget, for example, because the duplication that we do is for scaling, and it's not there for other reasons. The only reason that I can see that you can do another 100 is that, let's say that you run the Advanced Plus and you see inside that all the budget goes to one ad. Perfect, it's working. Okay, I duplicate it with another 100. I remove the one ad that was working in the other so that I can test all the others. Maybe there's another hidden gem over there. This is what makes sense. But just putting the same again, 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 three times, the three campaigns like this, doesn't make any sense to Advanced Plus. It makes sense to CBO campaigns, which might inspire you to think like that. Next one. Hello, Konstantinos. Which existing audience are you setting in Advanced Plus? This is what he refers to about what we said about existing audiences that you are putting in Advanced Plus, so that you can control a little bit the retargeting that Advanced Plus is doing. So to the previous question, this is also what I was referring to. So the percentage of retargeting is a different thing, and this is the existing audience that you set up also there. All purchased 180 days ago or all site visits 130 days ago, do existing clients have to be set up? I do set up all of them. 180 days, visitors, the Klaviyo list, whatever that may be. Yeah. I think you should do also. Next one. Konstantinos. Awareness, traffic, engagement, leads, app, promotion, and conversion. I see the messenger option under leads and engagement objective. I assume I should pick the leads then. Yeah, you should pick the leads and go for the messenger messages. Basically, this message is because he wanted to run message ads, messenger ads, and the conversion event was going to be when somebody was talking on messenger. If you don't know that, it's under the leads. This is where you're going to find this kind of campaign. Hey, thank you for the great Q&A. Really appreciate your insights on the topic of the second question with bad periods. I think I have a video coming about bad periods, which explains it more with data. I think you will find it interesting. I understand that the lesson is not to go in changing things when the account is going through bad periods. However, it is something I have irrationally done too, and I share the same experience of poor performance after July and August. It's not only you, it's 90% of the people. You mentioned zero change of recovery once changes have been made to the campaigns and ad spend lowered. Are this possible solution to get back the account to good performance? I'm trying my best to notice things and leave them as they are. I'm pretty sure that you do, but I'm pretty sure that you cannot sometimes. You know, sometimes people like me that we have big buzzes and stuff, and I'm trying always to be close to also smaller ad accounts so that I'm not going to lose touch with reality. I do understand that some of you, you don't have the luxury of just not doing anything because you are losing money every day. But you are the ones that you are in the verge of being profitable or unprofitable with Facebook ads, and you're going to be impacted more. So for ad accounts that are working very well, like the case study, for example, that I show 6 ROAS and the break-even ROAS is 4. If I drop to 4 ROAS for 1 month, it's fine. And it's a big gap to cover. So even on a bad period, I'm not going to. So the situation is this. If you have the luxury of not touching anything and you just break even, just leave it. Just watch if it's a bad period, because maybe it's not a bad period and you're just having bad results and you have to relaunch your campaign. But if you're having a campaign, for example, working for 6-7 months and then it's not working for 1 week, this is what I'm trying to say. You should not stop it. Now, lowering the budget, just so you know, it's going to ruin your results for 1-2 days and maybe later they are going to recover. Lowering the budget doesn't mean necessarily that you will save the campaign. You might ruin it. Not all of the campaigns that you're lowering the budget, they are going to survive. You always need to keep this into your mind. It doesn't mean that if you lower the budget, it's going to do well. Some of these campaigns are going to do worse and they are going to lose their optimization and they are going to just die. So for me, only lowering spend into campaigns that you don't care so much of losing, let's put it like this, it's what you should do in this period, or nothing. There are sometimes people that they just, let's say for example, I do ads for them, then we stop the cooperation, they leave the ad account, they do nothing, and then they go 2 months later and the ad account is doing pretty well. So a lot of times you need to not touch it, and I know that it's difficult. It took me years to constrain myself of not doing it. But when you feel like this, just close the PC. Just close the PC. Don't do anything. Just close the PC and don't open it. Go for a walk. Do something else. Sadly, that's the truth. And I'm having a video coming, which is actually proving that. Next one. Thanks for the video. If I'm selling unisex products and I create two different ad target men and women separately, would you combine it in one Advanced Plus campaign or separately? And two different ad that target men and women separately. You cannot do two Advanced Plus. We discussed this earlier. You have the option of only targeting men and women together. Do you use CBO with Dynamic Creative to test ad first, then create Advanced Plus with creative that performs, or do you go straight to Advanced Plus? With Advanced Plus and the, how many creatives you can use there, you can go straight away to Advanced Plus and test immediately what you want to test. I don't think whoever is testing right now with ABO or whatever and they don't go straight away to Advanced Plus is just stupid. Unless if broad targeting is not working for you yet. And you want to test with something, some meters that are working for you. I don't find any other reason of not using Advanced Plus for testing. It gives you that option easily. And if you know how to optimize it the way that we saw in the videos, you are going to just be fine. Thanks for the insight, Costadinos. Been doing Facebook ads for quite some time and I didn't even know I need to check the text inside its ad. Yeah. I'm new to Advanced Plus, and since you said it's worked better, I would like to give it a go. For sure, you should. When you say Advanced Plus, do you put only one primary text for each ad, or you put multiple primary texts in one ad? You can put multiple ones. It's fine. The more options you have, the better. If you're using videos on Advanced Plus, do you create one ad with a ratio 4x5, or do you create two ads with 4x5, 9x16? Testing which ratio works better. Ratio works better. You're not testing which ratio is working better. You're just putting in the different placements the correct ratio. And 4x5, 1x1 is for feed, and 9x16 is for stories and reels. So yes, I use both of the dimensions. Most of the times I'm using 1x1, sometimes 4x5. It really depends. But you should have both if you want to run Advanced Plus and have the proper creative for each of the placements. Next one. If I edit a new creative that is using post ID, do I lose its intelligence? If I edit a new creative that is using a post ID, if I edit a new creative, it's not a new creative. You mean if you... Yeah, basically it doesn't matter. Yes, it's going to lose... If you call intelligence the post and stuff, yes, it's going to be a completely new ID. Example, I have an ad called Video1. Then I want to use it in another ad set to test the price variation, page variation. In this case, the ad Video1 post ID needs to send traffic to a different URL. When I edit the destination, other edit placement, does it impact negatively my ad? Do I lose its intelligence? Yes, you do. You're going to lose it. Basically, it's going to be another... it's going to be another ID, and the reason for that is very simple. Imagine that you are having one post or one ad which is being published and is being approved, and then you are changing the URL into, let's say, a porn site. Okay, you cannot just because you got approved once, you should get approved the second time, the third time. This is why all the changes that you are doing, they're actually going to be approved again. Because you might... That would be crazy. Imagine having people having their ads approved and then they do changes to whatever they want because they got approved. No, it doesn't work like this. It's going to have to be reapproved, which means new ID, which means everything. Your channel is pure gold. Thank you. I know that you may get this comment often, but so underrated, and we see that you actually do it because you enjoyed it. That's true. I'm still not sure, not about the underrated, that because I enjoyed it. I'm still not sure if it's totally because of that, but I started to scale with crazy method like I think 6 days ago, and I'm considering getting amazing days. The reason I'm not sure it's because of your method, it's because I run a simple method, add two ABO ad set and two ads in the ad set, and it's converting like crazy. I think the pixel finally worked out, but I'm definitely able to scale. Yes, thanks to the method, I'll buy your course soon. Already bought the book, keep it up. Just to clear something here, so it's not about my method or some other method. You just have a good funnel, okay? We have to admit that. As I told you several times, the changes that we do on Facebook ads, we try to influence the 20 or 10% of the results to make it better. Or, for example, to not do stupid mistakes on bad periods. We do these kind of things as experts. The strategies are there in order to help you crack the code, you know, find something that's going to work. The fact that you're using different sizes and all of them are working, it means that you have a good product, good prices, good funnel and all of that. So the congrats goes to you, not to me or someone else who is going to show a strategy on Facebook. It's you for creating all of that which is working, and having it work with several strategies is a blessing, because you can do many things with that. You can play. So keep up the good work. Next one. Hi, booked a call with them based on your conversation. He's talking about bloated, but the solution costs much more than the alternatives. Thanks for all that you do for the community. Guys, I put this comment here just to clarify that I just told you what am I going to do with bloated. It doesn't mean that you have to use it, and it doesn't mean that without it you're not going to have a bad result. I'm just keeping you informed of the things that I do. I'm talking with them for the past 3 months, and I announced it 1 or 2 weeks ago that I'm going to work with them. The thing is that, you know, if it's expensive for you, don't do it. I think they have also smaller packages, but in the messages later, he explains to me more about why it's expensive and stuff. And I totally get it, and I think that I wouldn't do it either in your position. But for sure, I have already implemented it in 2 or 3. I can see that it has improved the scores of my add to cart, view content, all of that from 4.5, for example, to 6.7. I haven't seen any great impact in ROAS yet. So I will keep you posted, but it's not like, okay guys, I implemented it 2 weeks ago, I have some crazy news to tell you that it's improving growth and stuff. In my opinion, bloatout is going to work better in 2024. I believe that this is a product that they're still developing and that is going to become better and better and better. And also next bloatout, I'm learning so many things about the technical side on Facebook ads and everything, which I also love it. Last question for today. Hi, Costantinos, love your videos. Always great value. I have one question about the campaign structure. A lot of big marketers are always talking, this is the one that we read at the start. So if Charles watching that, this hit me up. Or how they say it. Hit me the f*** up. Okay, so let's talk. Let's give them what they want, Charles. They want us to have. I don't think it's going to be a debate, but I think it's going to be a very fruitful discussion. I would love to hear about your ideas about this and that and everything. But as I said, I have seen that you have done these interviews and stuff. So it's up to your program. Let me know. But don't let it go too far away, because then it's going to be Black Friday and all of us were going to be very busy. Except from you, maybe, that you will have one campaign, as you say. So I don't know. But anyway, let's save it up for when we're going to meet. Freelancer Diaries. So we have this guy over here that says Facebook Ads Expert. Need a Facebook ads expert to target an ad to the audience of a specific Facebook page. Okay, why am I putting this here? So there are people that they do believe that there are companies out there that they have gone through the process of creating a huge communities with their pages and all of that, and that they can just go and they can steal them. And this is such a stupid way of thinking, because it means that you are a lazy person, that you don't want to put the effort. When I think about, because to be honest with you, if we want to be honest over here, I'm thinking that the freelancing is not going to last for the next 2 years, for 20 years for me. I think that I'm going to transition to building my own e-commerce stores while I have a team which is doing creatives, email marketing and all of that behind, with cooperations with people that I meet in the industry. And this is what I'm going to do, most probably go for the products, because, okay, with freelancing, you can make $500,000, $1 million per year, whatever that may be. But this is not enough money, at least for my mentality. If we want to be honest here, okay, so the situation is that if you want to go for the big thing, you need to have an e-commerce store. And either I'm entering some deals with equity in some of the companies that I'm working with, or I'm going to build my own e-commerce stores with the products that I want to push, while I know about marketing and all of the experience that I have in the industry this year, I think that this is the next step for me. And I have already started getting with equity in some businesses, taking their market, the Facebook advertisement. So to me, when I hear about this, it really annoys me because when I'm thinking about an e-commerce, I'm thinking that I want to build it. I want to start it from scratch. I want to build it and make it big and so on. And there are people that they just want to come and they just want to target people from a page just to get some sales and stuff. This is not going to take you anywhere. If you have this kind of mindset and you don't want to build something so that you can look at it and say, what the f*** did I just did, okay? When you don't look at it, when you don't have the feeling of people telling you that, hey, this is a nice project, you did well, and they talk to you like it's an overnight success, for example, while it took you a lot of time. So these are the good stuff, you know? And of course, it's going to have stressful moments and everything, but having the mentality that, okay, I'm going to do a store and I'm going to see what the other person is selling and I'm going to sell that, I'm going to just copy them. I'm going to just try to target the people that they have. I'm going to acquire their email list. I'm going to do this and that. You are going to fail no matter what because you have a wrong mentality over here. You're going to make a lot of money when you have one idea which is genuine. You're going to support it and you're going to work on it until it's going to work. But if you try to have this, it's not going to work. And don't get me wrong, I know that there are people that they just, for example, see the success of someone and then they create another brand next to it just as a competition to that. But these are people with a lot of money that they are supporting all of this structure. Over here, what we have is a lazy person that doesn't want to build a community. He wants to steal someone else's community. And of course, it doesn't mean that it's going to be your own privilege to advertise to them, I'm trying to analyze a little bit here the mindset of wanting to steal instead of build, which means that he will just go for some few bucks and it's going to end. But if you have the mentality of building something from scratch, you are going to make a lot of money eventually if you are creative and consistent. That's all I had for you. I hope that you like the podcast. How long it is? 42 is fine. We'll do another bigger one, I guess, another week, or maybe a smaller one. Who knows? I will see you in the next podcast, guys, or in my next videos. Have a nice day. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.